Start y'all with, as I said before, Irish Highland Fling, Donegal Highland, so on. That was Irish Highland Flings. Round the house and mind the dresser. Then we did the Irish set dances. They call them the set of quadrilles because you dance in fours. And we played mostly jigs for that. Something nice and simple, like...
One more?
One more. We have a lot of people here you're going to hear. So this is just one little jig. Okay. That's it live for me. A lot of other people to follow on.
Thank you. Thank you so much again.
You did a fine job.
Good stuff, I see you.
That was Eddie Keeney from Newport Richey, and he was backed up by Tom Staley. And Tom Staley is also going to back up our next musician. He knows that, doesn't he, Trent? Tom Staley is also going to back up our next musician. Tom Staley hails from Micanopy. And for those of you that don't know Tom, Tom happens to be one of the founding members of the Florida Fiddlers Association, which is the fine group that is putting this on in conjunction with the Florida State Folklife Council and all the people that put together the festival. And Trent Slaughter, right? Watkins, I'm sorry. There's Trent Slaughter, there's Trent Slaughter, and there's Trent Watkins. Trent Watkins won the Sawgrass Youth Contest this year. It was held at Payne's Prairie in March, I believe, and he took the honors for that contest. He is going to demonstrate the up-and-coming youth that we will soon be seeing here on the stage in just a little bit. We have several youth contestants this year, and we're very, very happy to welcome them because, you see, we have our masters, but we will be nothing if we do not have the youth to bring the tradition forward into the future generations. And, you know, I'm a fairly young woman right now, and I want to dance till I die. So I need to have youth coming up. And Trent is an excellent, excellent musician. So Trent Watkins, backed up by my good friend Tom Staley from Micanopy. And Trent, where are you from?
Brandon.
By Tampa. By Tampa. Yeah. Route 60.
The first tune I'm going to play is Faded Love. Alright, the last tune I'm going to play is Jerusalem Ridge. Thank you.
I do have a big loud voice. I get in trouble sometimes for that. Obviously, I'm going to dance till I die with musicians like that coming up. However, we are fortunate in that we have for you some of our finest musicians in this state, some of our elder musicians in this state. The masters are on this stage assembled, and I love it. And the next one to come up as a master is Goose Culbreth. Now, I haven't really had the pleasure of dancing too many times to Goose because sometimes I try and keep it under control. But you see, I feel that a fiddle is only half an instrument without the musician behind it and the dancer doing their thing too. So, Goose, could you please come up and take over?
Benny Martin, let's call it Big Tiger Special.
You know why we call them the masters. That was great, Goose. And Richard, his nephew, is Goose's backup. Next up, Mr. Willie Jones. Mr. Willie Jones's local boy. You can often see him over in Live Oak playing music. And I think I first met Willie at a Fiddler's Convention. 20th anniversary of the Fiddler's Convention is coming up in October at Camp Crystal. And all of these fabulous men, well, maybe not you, Wayne, but it's the 20th anniversary. You ought to get your butt over for it. We'll be there. So please come out and enjoy the Fiddler's Convention as well as the contest today. If you've not signed up, please go back and sign up with Faye and Annie. We'll have the youth on in just a few minutes. Willie. Come on up here and play us a tune. Willie's going to use Tom Staley to back him up.
Kenny Baker spit a tune called A Brown County. Thank you.
fiddlers always have to have kind of a little competition running. It runs through their music as they play with one another. But this actual contest would not be happening in this actual space at this actual time if it had not been for the work that was done by the Folklife Council, and in particular, Wayne Martin out of Bluntstown, to make this happen. Wayne worked really hard. This is the official contest. It was voted that way through the legislature. If they've never done anything you liked, depending on how you feel about fiddle music, they still may not. But we think they did the right thing to make an official state contest, and we thank Wayne for that work. Now, Wayne's not known especially for old-time music. He actually plays a lot of different varieties of music and has studied with many old-time masters. Today he's going to demonstrate a style called Western Swing or Contemporary. He's going to do some of both. He's going to do some Western Swing, which he does quite regularly down at his restaurant, the Callahan, in Bluntstown, Florida. First and third weekend of every month on Friday and Saturday night. No alcohol, no smoking. Children are welcome. You just have to be a parent and stay on top of them.
Food's free.
Food is not free, but it is excellent. I can attest. I've eaten there a few times myself. Now that we've done all the Wayne plugs, Wayne will demonstrate. And he's going to use Tom Staley as our official backup guitarist, it looks like, today.
Thank you, Kate. Glad to see all of you out here for the Florida Fiddlers Contest. Y'all hang around, because they're going to have some fine ones up here. And we're going to do you a little tune here now, that another Kenny Baker tune, in fact. And you hear this at a lot of the contests. And in the contemporary style, they usually try to play a waltz. So we'll play you a real pretty waltz called Festival Waltz. Thank you. Thank you. And how about a good hand for Tom Staley up here, one of the finest guitar men you'll find anywhere. We'll try to do you one more little Western Swing tune now to give you another taste of something different, and we'll go right along back into key of A again, I think, with a little standard Western Swing tune called Maiden's Prayer.
Well, it's really hard to pick a favorite fiddler in the whole wide world because, oh man, they're all like right there in my heart because I love to dance to their music. But it was Lloyd Baldwin that inspired me to write poetry. And it is Lloyd Baldwin who has introduced me to probably 75% of my friends at this festival. And I know a whole bunch of people at this festival. I have had more ha-has and ho-hos and hee-hees. I've sat around the campfire for hours and hours and hours, even when there wasn't a campfire, when we just used a citronella candle. We have the best time. And Lloyd Baldwin has not only been a president of the Fiddlers Association for a number of times, kind of floats up in 20 years, it's sort of those that do, do, and those that don't, and he's one of those that do. He has been responsible for offering the Old Master Showcase every year at the convention. And somebody asked me when that 20th convention was going to be. It's going to be October 20th, 21st, and 22nd, the annual Fiddlers Convention in Camp Crystal with Bruce Molesky as our guest fiddler. Bruce played Vernals this year. He is one hot fiddler. You will just have a blast if you come. And the public is invited. Because without the public, fiddlers wouldn't have a reason to play. It's a kind of communication between them and their instrument, but their instrument has to go out and travel to other people as well. And so we would like any and all of you to come. And without much further ado, Lloyd Baldwin, step up here and demonstrate Rustic for us.
Good morning. Kate asked me to... I'll give you a shot. All right. Kate asked me to come up and demo a Rustic style, so it'll be a little bit different than what you've been hearing so far. The fiddle's tuned open to make it groan a little bit better. Well, this first tune I'm going to play is about what we're going to do here at the festival all weekend. It's called We're Going to Have a Good Time Tonight. We're gonna have a good time tonight. We're gonna have a cakewalk, get on your walking shoes. We're gonna have a good time tonight. The slickest looking couple will surely have to call. We're gonna have a good time tonight. So if you come dressed to kill, or don't you come at all. We're going to have a good time tonight. Tonight, if you want to dance with me, get on your dancing shoes. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Got into works. I've been talking to John Kay, the folklorist here at the Folklife Center, and we're trying to put together a fiddle workshop for July 29th of this year. It's on a Saturday. We're going to teach some of these old open tunings, some of these old-time tunes here. So it's in the works. The details aren't all worked out now, but watch for it if you'd like to come. Got my buddy Richard Culbreth here is going to demonstrate fiddlesticks. You've heard the term fiddlesticks before. That's a fiddlestick. It's what he does is this is what folks did for rhythm players before they had guitars, before they could afford them, before they came around. You'd have somebody beating on the bass strings while the fiddler plays on the high strings. So we're going to do a demo. This is 40 Weight of Gingerbread, the name of the tune. Let's see. Thank you. might make your hair stand on end if you had any. Thanks a lot. We'll see you later.
They told me to move the mic up. I hope I don't blast you guys out. Okay. Well, that brings us through our demonstration portion of the day. However, I show that we have 7 minutes left. Who would like to do a tune for us?
Willie.
Willie, will you do another tune for us? Will you do another tune for us, please? While Willie's getting set up, I wanted to tell you, not only do we have the convention, but you've noticed I don't fiddle, I dance. But I am a member of the Fiddlers Association, and you too can be. You don't have to be a fiddler to be a member. The memberships are available back with Faye and Annie. They're doing the sign-up as well for contest. Doesn't cost very much, like $10 a year to be a member. That's the renewable. I left the cheat sheet down there by Gus. And I want to tell you that it's an event like this that you just might meet your heart's desire. Because it was at a fiddler's convention that my future husband came up and asked me to dance. And it was at this very festival last year that we were wed. So you never know what might come dancing through a fiddle at you. In fact, I've often heard that when the fiddle plays, trouble comes dancing up. And here's trouble. Come here, Willie. In. Thank you, Willie Jones. Now,
whoa,
sorry. I moved that mic up. We will see these gentlemen at various and sundry times here on this stage the rest of the day. They may come up and play in between our events. But we have four categories today in our Fiddlers Contest, and the first one is about to begin. That would be the Youth Contest. The youth contest will begin in just a few minutes. So if you're a youth fiddler, please come over into this area so that we can kind of gather up and I can find out who's who and who's playing with you and all that kind of stuff. And we're just going to ask you to take a moment to stretch your legs and stay here. All of our ribbons will be given at the end of each round, but we will do the blue ribbons on the stage with the Secretary of State this evening. We also have a photo op for all fiddlers, high and low. If you would like to be in that photograph, please be here at the back of the stage at 5 o'clock this afternoon. That photo will be available, prints of that photo will be available after the actual festival. So stick around. People are more than welcome to bring chairs up onto the stage if you'd like a better view, but sometimes the air moves better on the sides, as you're probably all well aware of. Well, I'm very fortunate. The first person that is about to step on this stage, I had the pleasure of waltzing not too long after he came out of his mama. And I have known him all of his life. He has come to listen to me tell stories, and he has inspired me to do a storytelling tape of my own that I did in his house with his parents at late nights. He put up with a lot because he had to give up his bed so I could sleep in it. This is his very first Florida Festival appearance as a fiddler, Mr. Lee Staley, accompanied by his father, Tom Staley, and I'm sure a future president of the Florida Fiddlers Association. Welcome to the stage, Lee.
My first tune is Liza Jane. Second tune is Cluck Ol' Hen.
Ooh, Lebo. Lebo was famous for his possum that he drug around for years that was stuffed. Our next fiddler is going to be accompanied by her father as well. This is Catherine Turner from Gainesville, Florida, with her father, Pete. Could Emma Harbert find me at the back of the stage, please? Anamika to thanks for getting these young people started in the Gainesville area. She's also very involved in the Sawgrass Fiddle Contest, and I just think that this is so wonderful that they're playing so well as beginners. Emma Harbert from High Springs is our next person, and Emma is also going to be accompanied by Pete. Emma was my dancing partner a few moments ago, and she's going to start out with Wayfaring Stranger, is that right? Yes. Great.
Thank you.
The next song I would like to play is Swallowtail Jig.
That was excellent. You did a very nice job, Emma. Emma, how many years have you been playing? Emma's been playing for 2 years. And who's your teacher, Emma?
Trenda Slaughter.
Trenda Slaughter is her teacher. And I think she did a very fine job, as have all of our beginning youth. The next person up is Carly Harrell. Carly's been playing about a year. And I would like to see at the back of the stage, Stephanie Brigoni. I probably mispronounced that, Stephanie, but you know who you are, and I need to see you at the back of the stage. Thank you. Carly is here from Ocala. Great. You can have that one if you want.
And who's accompanying you?
Introduce him, please.
This is Curtis Bell. Okay, the first song we'll play is Lavender's Blue. Next one is Devil's Dream. Thank you.
Carly. Well, the next beautiful young woman to come up is Brett Watkins. Brett, where are you? It's your turn now. Brett evidently comes from a fiddling family. Her brother was up here a few minutes ago, and she is going to be working with Tom Staley as her accompanist. And her first tune, Arkansas Traveling. Is that one at the right height for you? Okay. You do what you need to do, Brett.
So we're still in tune, aren't we?
I'm going to play Arkansas Traveler. Kentucky Waltz.